Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and leadership. Now, we all hit those times in our week when our schedule is so slammed that it's all we can do to get done what needs to be done. Tuesdays are that kind of day for me. My meetings are stacked up like cars in the drop-off line at school. My time margins are incredibly thin. No red lights, please. I feel about as free as a prisoner in solitary confinement. And I think, if only I had a few hours where I could think, ponder, write, and share. But I don't. And on these days, the supply side of the cupboard of life seems a little barren, and I have a tendency on these days to say, if only. Have you ever uttered those words? If only I had a little more time. If only I had a little nicer equipment. If only I had a little better sleep. If only I had a little better help. If only I had a few days away. Well, if you've been listening to On My Walk, you know that we're walking through G.K. Chesterton's book, The Everlasting Man. And everything inside of me wanted to share an aha moment from Mr. Chesterton's masterpiece. But alas, there isn't enough time on Tuesdays. If only. And that thought got me thinking about another book I finished recently entitled 101 Famous Poems. It's an anthology compiled by Roy J. Cook. Now, my favorite of the 101 he shares, and I have many favorites, but we'll call this my favorite, is the second poem in the collection. And ever since I read it, I can't get it out of my mind. The poem is entitled Opportunity. And it was written by Edward R. Sill, who lived from 1841 to 1887. Now, the poem is short, and the poem is powerful, and the poem speaks to my life on Tuesday, and every other day, for that matter. Let me ask you to listen to this reading by author, speaker, and business coach Dave Crenshaw. Now, when you hear Sill's poem, you're going to hear some words that may be new to you. Sill will say, swords shocked upon swords. And shocked means a sudden and violent blow. He'll speak of a craven, which is a cowardly figure, not a bird. He'll speak of the king's son who sore bested, which means poorly situated. Anyway, the poem is fantastic. Listen as Crenshaw reads it.
This I beheld, or dreamed it in a dream. There spread a cloud of dust along the plain, and underneath the cloud, or in it, raged a furious battle. And men yelled, and swords shocked upon swords and shields. A prince's banner wavered, then staggered backward, hemmed in by foes. A craven hung along the battle's edge, and thought, had I a sword of keener steel, that blue blade that the king's son bears, not this blunt thing. He snapped it and flung it from his hand, and lowering, crept away and left the field. Then came the king's son, wounded sore and weaponless, and saw the broken sword, hilt buried in the dry and trodden sand, and ran and snatched it, and with a battle shout lifted afresh, he hewed the enemy down and saved a great cause that heroic day.
Now, my aha moment, the very first time I read the poem, and as I listened to Crenshaw read it again, is this. Tommy, seize the opportunity God has given you now. Not the one you want, but don't have. Replace if only with what can I do in this moment with this opportunity? Well, seize the opportunity. That's my thought on my walk with Edward R. Sill and the poem Opportunity in 101 Famous Poems. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.